Richard, do you guys feel to still be in a playoff spot given the way the last year and a half has gone for you?
There's unfortunate, yes, but we worked our tails off together. We put ourselves in this position, and like Z just said, last week and a half, like, we've been playing better than our record shows. Like, we were frustrating to the Islanders when we were there. We just couldn't score. Same thing with Montreal. I thought we carried a lot of that play. The Boston game got away from us, but again, we started the right way. Z said it. Our play isn't
indicative.
Indicative of the way.
Yeah, the way we're playing. So we're playing good hockey. We got to it early tonight. They scored some power play goals. The fourth goal obviously sucks. Losing the challenge and him scoring on that one. Obviously that's a big swing. But again, I thought we played our hearts out. We got to our game right away. We were physical. We competed with them all night. Obviously it sucks, but we're gonna have to regroup and go get a win in Raleigh.
Do you, regardless of the outcome of this game, how important is it to that just coming back from the 2-0 deficit feel in this kind of game?
Yeah, it felt great. Fans got into it. We knew we were alive. You know, we had that feeling in the locker room even before going out for the third. Like, the majority of the second, we were in their zone. We were making plays and creating the scoring opportunities that we needed. It was just a matter of time, and that one went in, and we felt like we just had to continue playing the way we were. And like I said, unfortunate, a couple power play goals, and we got to try and stay out of the box.
Your goal was quite a beauty, but several times in this game, Rick's been talking about just getting dirty goals, greasy goals. I mean, it feels like you guys are starting to kind of get that, like, you know, just throw it into traffic, you know, from the point and just see who can come out with it. Is that kind of something you guys need to do more of, you think?
Yeah, obviously, like, two offense, there's multiple different ways you can score, and it's all about rounding out how you score and not just being a threat from the outside or a threat from off the rush or in zone. Like, you got to be able to score in every single way, and that's constant refinement from our line, from all the forwards, from us as a whole. We got to be able to bring threats at every situation. I think we're doing a better job of that. Like I said, and on the island and in Montreal, like, we played great. We just didn't capitalize on the opportunities we had. I think we can score a lot more goals than we're showing. We're getting a lot of great chances. We're just waiting for them to fall.
Yeah, and that's a hell of a shot by you on that goal. Are you picking a spot, or are you just letting it rip? For the best.
I know he's getting set to mush there in the middle, so I'm just trying to beat him short side high, and it worked.
You're in a string here where you're playing nothing but good teams, obviously, but when you play the leaders of the Metro, does that add a little bit of juice even to it? It felt like tonight was pretty spirited.
Yeah, it's not going to get easier, right? Even when we get into the playoffs, like, that's not something that's going to change. The rest of the season is going to be playing like that. We're going to have to have that mindset going into every single game. Otherwise, we're not even going to get there. So games are going to be that hard, if not harder, throughout the rest of the season. And it doesn't really matter who we play. We know we can play with anybody. When we play the way we can and get wins that way.
Yeah.